Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Hi, everybody. I'm excited to speak into your life today, and I was actually going back and forth between two different things that the Lord put in my heart, but I landed on one. So let me say this. If you have been feeling very weary, I don't have strength left, I am at my wit's end, like, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. I'm not going to discuss a prophetic word that the Lord gave me for some of you here on this platform. I emailed yesterday, March 25th, this is 2024. I emailed yesterday a prophetic word to my email list. If you are on there, go check your email, check your spam folder if you don't see it. And if you're not a part of my email list, please email me through my website, GretchenRodriguez.com, and I will get you on there. I don't email very often, like once or twice a month. I don't like having a lot of emails, so I don't send a lot of emails. But the other thing he asked me to share with you is honestly something I don't ever really talk about. And so that's part of why I know that this is what the Lord wants me to say to you. And the other reason I know it's what he wants me to say to you is because I have been having a number of people coming to me with this same concern. And so I want to remind you guys also, if someone is talking to you repeatedly, like people just keep coming and saying these same things to you, it's not coincidence, you guys. Pay attention. There's a reason for it. For me, there's something that the Lord really set me free from, that people are coming to me asking me or sharing a frustration they have. And I'm like, oh, I know exactly what you're going through. I went through that too. And so today we're going to talk about those of you who feel like you don't know how to vocalize what the Lord has put into your heart. You know, in my case, it's only been, I don't know, 5 years, something like that, since I got free from this. And I can remember it as if it was yesterday. This disconnect, it felt like a disconnect between my heart and my mouth, or a disconnect between my mind and my mouth. You know, I couldn't verbalize what I wanted to say, which was why I loved writing books, because I could stay behind a computer. When I first started writing, I thought, well, this is the way for ministry from now on. I don't ever have to speak in public again. This is so much easier because I can take my time and really think about what I want to say. And I remember, well, I'll share an encouragement that my spiritual mom gave me. But before I say that, I want to say this. If you're like me, I felt really pressured. Like, I know God wants me to share some of these revelations. I know God wants me to help other people. Why can't I get out what's in my heart? Like, why does it feel stuck somewhere? Where's the disconnect? Why is it not flowing from my heart to my mouth? Like, why does it flow through my fingers but not through my mouth? So if this sounds like you, then this is a podcast specifically for you. When I was writing, I thought, oh, okay, you know, this is great because I don't have to worry about it. Like, when we were on the mission field for a number of years and we were ordained as pastors and had, you know, the opportunity to be at the pulpit. We weren't senior pastors, associate pastors though. And, you know, we had between the mission field and having a title in church, we had opportunity to be at the pulpit. I don't like being at the pulpit. I thought I wanted to be at the pulpit. For those of you who don't know, I thought I was going to be like the next Joyce Meyer when we were blessed with the opportunity to sit with her and talk with her a couple times. And I thought, that's it. This is what I'm called to do. I'm called to fill stadiums. And I went out and bought myself a pink suit dress, you know, and had the pearls and Oh my goodness. And I thought, yep, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm called to do. I'm called to minister to people. And the more I did it, the more I realized I don't like this. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable. I can't get it out of my mouth. What's in my heart? But what's in my heart feels so profound, but it's not coming out right. And when I started writing, I thought, okay, good. The pressure's off. I can do ministry and I don't have to be stressed. But then when you are a traditionally published author, they want you to do interviews. They want you to be on TV. They want people to have you on their podcast, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, I can't do this. I mean, like, I was so scared the first time that I was invited to be on a TV show. Oh my goodness, you guys, like, it was torture preparing for this thing because I thought, I don't know what they're going to say. Oh, and the TV show was also going to be streamed before a live audience. So, like, you can't really mess up, you know, like, you can't do a retake. And I was in tears. And I asked the Lord, and this is, I think, what will really bless you guys. I asked the Lord, what do I do? Like, I just want to cancel this. I can't do this, God. I don't know how to speak. I don't know what to say. I don't know why I'm so nervous about it. I'm terrified. And he told me, Gretchen, all you have to do is let your passion for me draw others to me. There's no pressure on you. And then he corrected me and he said, this isn't even about you. You're just a conduit. When we minister to people, and it doesn't matter if you are just sitting with one person on a bench in a park, having a conversation and letting the Lord speak through you, or whether you are standing at a pulpit, people, let me tell you, ministry is not a title in a church. And if that is what you are aspiring to, you're aspiring to something that is less than what God has for you. Ministry is about much more than that. Doing what we see our Father do, that's ministry. When we love God and we love others, that's ministry. Anyway, and he said to me, this isn't about you. This is about you bringing someone what's in my heart for you, for that I want to say to them. It's about them and it's about me. And I just need someone to help make that connection between them and me, to share what you feel is on my heart for that person, what I give you for that person. It isn't about you. And so what happens when we feel nervous or we feel like we can't get those words out, it's because we're focused on ourselves. We're so scared that we're going to mess up. We're so scared we're going to say the wrong thing, or that we'll be rejected, or that we'll be ridiculed or made fun of, or, you know, whatever the case may be. We're making ministry about ourselves, and it's not. And it's also, I believe, one of the reasons why some people in ministry, why they fall, I don't want to speak into that too much because that's a whole another subject, but they've lost the holiness of the moment of being God's mouthpiece. They've made it so common and they've made it about themselves and they forget people, all we are is a conduit. You know what a conduit is? So if you have your cell phone, let's say that's the person that God wants to minister to. And then you have the outlet, you know, that's in the wall, part of the wall where you plug things in. And that's God. He's the source of the power. All you are is the plug. You know, where's my cable for my cell phone? And where's the cube? That's what we are. We're just that little piece in between. We're not the one that gets all the attention. If you don't have electricity, which is the power source, you can't do anything for that phone. You need the phone. The phone is the person receiving, and you need the power. And we are the ones who have the honor of connecting the two. And when you think, when you come before somebody and the only thing on your heart is that person, And you know, Julian of Norwich, she said something that I love this. She said, I look at God, I look at you, and I keep looking at God. And I think about that sometimes when I'm talking to people. Lord, as I sit down before this person, my heart is on you. It's on you, Jesus. I want all of my attention and my heart's gaze to be on you. But as they're sitting before me, I'm also aware of them, but I'm also aware of you. You see, I'm only there as a conduit. You are only there as a conduit. You don't have to worry so much about what you say or how you say. People aren't looking for you to impress them. People are looking for you to speak truth that comes from God. They're just needing sometimes for someone to say, I'm sorry you're going through that. Man, can I pray for you? I'm sorry you're going through that. They don't need to know all the things that God taught you that week. They just need a hug sometimes. They just need a, you know, I felt this one scripture coming up in my heart. Do you mind if I read it to you? You don't have to teach them. But if you do feel like, I do feel like God wants me to share this revelation with them, and okay, I'm going to get my attention off myself. Let me tell you, that was something that literally, spiritually set me free. When Jesus said to me, it's not about you. This isn't about you. Get your attention off yourself. Put it on me. Look at me and look at them and keep looking at me. And I'll give you the words to say. Don't worry about messing up. That set me free. And when he said, let your passion for me draw others to me. You guys, that's such a freeing thing. You're free to be yourself. You're free to allow the love that you have for Jesus to shine through you. Oh, I love how he makes things so easy. And then here's the last bit that I want to say about this aspect of it. My spiritual mom and I were talking, this was, again, it was like 4 or 5 years ago, and I was expressing to her this concern that I had, like, okay, I know God wants me to do more speaking in front of people, but why am I struggling so much? And you know, is it a demon? Like, what's going on? And she said to me, Gretchen, if I ask you right now, let me preface it with this. I have been a ballet teacher for many, many years. And I've been a ballet dancer since I was, I don't even know, like 4 years old. And she said, if I ask you right now how to execute a turn, can you break it down and really help me? And I said, oh yeah, I could do that in my sleep. Like, I don't even have to think about it. Okay, let's go for it. And she said, why is that? And I said, well, I mean, I've done this my entire life. And she said, yeah, you've studied it. You've taken time to break down every tiny bit of what is necessary to make a turn, you know, how to execute a turn. She said, you know every little detail. You've spent time with it. You've taught it. You've done it. You've been taught. It's been a part of you for a long time. She said, when you get a revelation, take time with it. Don't rush off to share. Take time with it. Ponder it. Hold it as a precious gift. See if the Lord has any other scriptures to give you. Don't rush to share these precious, precious things that God has for you. If you don't fully absorb it into yourself and get it deep on the inside of you, you're not going to be able to fully share it because it hasn't become a part of you yet. See, ballet has become a part of me. So when you go to share something with someone, don't do it because you want to impress them with this amazing revelation or if you've had an encounter. Don't do it for that reason. That just brings attention to yourself. Are you trying to bring attention to yourself or are you trying to help people set their heart and eyes and mind and thoughts and life on God? It's not about us. take time. And just because you get a revelation or have an encounter doesn't mean you're even meant to share it. And if you are meant to share it, maybe it'll be a week from now, a month from now. Maybe it'll be 5 years from now before God ever truly says, now you're ready to share it. So ponder it. Honor what he gives you. And don't open your mouth until you've got it. And maybe those first handful of times when you feel like, yeah, I really do feel like I'm ready to share this, share it. Share it to your dog. Share it to a close friend. You know, practice saying it. See if you actually, you know, practice teaching it. Practice sharing it. Practice saying it to see if it's actually coming out the way you think it is before you get before an audience, if that's what you're going for. So I also want to say this. Don't think so highly of yourself that if you mess up, you feel like you've, you know, you're just, oh man, I'm a horrible person. I can't believe I messed up like this. Like, oh, I shouldn't have. Don't put pressure on yourself. Listen, one of the most humbling things is knowing that God has called us to ministry. And again, that has nothing to do with the title, has nothing to do with being on a, you know, a team at church, to have a pulpit, to hold a microphone. The fact that we get to know God and love him, the fact that he wants us to share anything is a humbling thing. And here's an even more humbling thing. The word says that he chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. When Jesus called the disciples, he didn't choose the religious people of the day, did he? I mean, if you know the Bible at all, you know that. He didn't go to the Pharisees. He didn't go to the religious leaders of the day. And even, you know, in Luke, when we read about when Jesus was born and his parents take him to the temple or to the, was it the temple? I can't remember where it was, but when Jesus went to get, here we go. Like right now, if I cared very much about getting things perfect, I would just stop this recording, look up the scriptures to make sure I'm saying it correctly. But I'm not going to. I'm going to leave this little mess up here for you to see. It's okay to be human and make mistakes. They took Jesus to be baptized, is what I remember, okay? Am I saying it correctly? I might be messing it up. I don't know. But I know it's in Luke 2. I don't have the scripture in front of me, okay? So Simeon and Anna came to see Jesus. They walk up and Simeon is just, I mean, his face was so full of joy. He was so exuberant because God had made him a promise. He said that he wouldn't die until he saw the Christ. Now, who was Simeon? Who was he? Like, let's think about it for a second. Who was Simeon? We don't know. Just some old man, right? Some old man that God made him a promise. Just an ordinary guy. Probably so in love with God. And Anna. Wow. They got to see Jesus. They got to see the promise fulfilled. Now, I'm saying this because they were ordinary people. Why is it that God says, hey, I'm going to choose Mary, a very common girl with a heart towards me. I'm going to bless Simeon. I'm going to bless Anna. I'm going to pull these ordinary men and women to be my disciples. They're no one special in the world's eyes, but they're the ones I'm choosing. You guys, if you're like me, I'm not a theologian. I haven't gone to Bible college. I don't have any real special skills as far as that I went to university for. I'm not very wise in the world's eyes. I'm just an ordinary person. These people that God chose, they weren't chosen because of their standing in a church community or because they were special in the world's eyes, but they were special in the eyes of God. God rewarded Simeon. He kept his promise to him. And, you know, and his story wasn't ignored. He and Anna are mentioned forever in Scripture. So many men and women strive for fame and fortune and titles and recognition, notoriety, all of these things. But the Word of God says that those who seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, we get the true treasures of the kingdom. You guys, God isn't looking for us to attain to anything, to any role in the church. And I know in so many places, man, there's such an emphasis on, oh, yes, they are a pastor, and yes, they are this and that. And I'm going to be honest, like all those years ago when we were ordained as pastors, that was a huge deal. Like that was something we wanted. We wanted to have the title. We wanted to have the microphone, blah, 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 blah. I could care less about any of that now. If God trusts us with his heart, it's a reminder that we are just ordinary people. He doesn't need us to attain to anything. He's only looking for our devotion to him, to be devoted to him as he's devoted to us, and to, you know, to be ordinary people living secret, holy, and extraordinary lives. Don't allow the pressure of what you see on social media, of what you see in a conference, of what you see in church politics. Don't let any of that push you to do anything. The most important thing is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. This is the first commandment. And then love others. Love your neighbor, it says, you know, but love others as you love yourself. The whole point is love. As he said to me, I'll say it again. Let your passion for God draw others to God. Don't make it about you. Stay focused on him. Cultivate your relationship with him. Honor your dreams. Honor, you know, I'm talking about your dreams in the night. Honor your dreams. Honor the encounters. Honor the scriptures that he makes alive to you by sitting quietly and treasuring them in your heart before you open your mouth to anyone else. Years ago, and not that long ago, like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, if I had to teach anything, man, I had to write out my notes fully and read them fully. You know, like I kept having to look at my notes because I was so worried that I would say something wrong. But now I let these things soak in my heart before I open my mouth. And once I have it deep on the inside of me and it's gotten inside of me, I open my mouth. And what he wants to say flows out. It's not about me. When you open your mouth, it's not about you. Let it all be about him. Let him get all of the honor. Let him get all of the glory. All you are is a conduit. You are an ordinary person filled with an extraordinary God. And when you speak his words, those words are filled with life and power. And they will change the lives of those you speak to because they are filled with him. And there's a pure stream that is not contaminated by your need for notoriety, by your need for recognition. It's not about you. It's all about him and about those around you. I pray this has encouraged your heart today. And that you would stay with your heart fixed on him. Cherish this relationship with him. And be content with being an ordinary person filled with him. What a joy and what an honor it is to live our lives for him. He is the most amazing, most wonderful. And I bless you today. And I pray that you would find the joy of contentment in him. That you wouldn't be distracted by ministry, by the doing, but you would be content with who you are in him and who he is in you. There's no one like him. Bless you. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.